time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
Well, this is an example of what not to do or something we hope doesn't happen to you.
Right. Fish is a healthy protein, right? Something sure. good that you can eat, right? Assuming that this setting the bar doesn't happen to you, if you can manage to make it through the day without a fish bone popping through your neck, you're doing okay.
I'm sorry, what did you just say? A fish bone popping out of a neck?
Yeah, so this guy's wife, this happened in Thailand, basically swallowed, was eating fish, right? Swallowed a fish bone.
Ouch.
And felt it as soon as she swallowed it, and they went to the hospital, right? But the hospital couldn't really see anything in x-rays. And so they were like, yeah, I mean, you're probably, it's probably, you know, passing through, and, you know, they sent her home, right?
So they couldn't see it. Wow. Okay.
So she assumed it had dislodged itself, you know, the fish bone or whatever that was caught in her throat or whatever. And so she still had kind of a sore throat, though. And she figured it was just kind of the residual pain of, like, you know, when you, like, swallow something too big and you kind of have that sore esophagus yeah. afterwards. She was kind of just thinking it was that. But still 2 weeks later, it was still an issue. And she noticed a spot on the right side of her neck, and it kind of looked swollen. And so she was like, all right. So she went back to the hospital. X-rays didn't show anything, gave her pain meds, sent her home.
No way.
So she was applying a pain patch that they had given her. She pushed the pain patch down on her neck. And caution, one end of the bone popped out of her neck.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking at a picture. It's literally sticking out of her neck.
Yeah.
That is the craziest sight.
Yeah. So
oh my gosh.
Went back to the hospital a third time.
It's like, hey, I think I see something. Do you see this now?
Right. Doctors said they've never seen anything like that before. They yanked the bone out, and she told
through her skin?
I guess.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and so she told reporters she's planning on avoiding fish for a while, maybe even forever.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Like I know. The way fish is prepared here, typically there it's, you know, there's no bones in it. Every now and then you'll go to like a fancy restaurant and they'll bring the fish out, you know, fully, you know,
no.
cooked, but still no. on your plate, and you've got to kind of debone it.
I'm trusting Gorton's is removing the bones.
The
for
fish
me.
Sticks.
Yes. That's what I'm trusting.
You're hoping the fish sticks are bone free.
Yes.
Now bone free.
Right. And they're little fish fillets. Oh, I'm just going to assume they took all that stuff
yeah,
out.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean, you know, it's.
I pop them in the air fryer. It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine.
Them, no bones are going to stick out of my neck.
Right.
That's what I'm trusting from Gorton's.
Right.
Yes.
Right. The photos are wild.
They are wild. That is wild.
Yeah, it looks like a toothpick sticking out of her neck.
A white toothpick.
Yeah.
A white pointy. Oh my gosh. Oh wow.
I know. So.
That is insane.
And that is.
I mean, it's a miracle that no internal injuries, like she didn't have any laceration internally.
Yeah. I know.
That can cause issues.
Yeah,
are they
crazy.
Sure about that? I'd go back. Are we sure?
I mean, she had gone twice and they were like, nah, you're fine.
Oh,
and sent her away.
Gosh.
So who knows?
Wow. It's like 2 centimeters.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without eating fish and then a bone popping through your neck, you're done okay.
Oh, that's nightmare fuel.
Yep. We'll post the photo up. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show on X.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's because you got to see that to believe it, right?
It's so, one of those things, yes, you have to.
Yeah. What random thing has gotten taken out of you? All right.
That's a wild question to have to ask. I don't think I've had other than babies.
Right.
Right.
What wild thing other than babies or things that are supposed to? Gotten taken out of you. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up on 99.7 EJX. That is your setting the bar story.